Good morning. What's good? What's good? Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. Shout out to everybody that's been keeping it real here, from Tate Kauluma to Lena to Kelvin to Wanda. Eh? Shout out to Eagle FM. We're doing good, guys. Things are good. Okay, look, Helmut. Mm-hmm. Where do we begin? Apparently, everybody at NHE can dance to house music. Do you get the pun?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well, after all, there's an H, right?
Yeah.
There's an H in the middle of NHE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. Okay, so Helmut, where do we begin, man? I've got so many things on my mind. Like, well, okay, so some Namibians are stranded in South Africa. There, apparently, they probably don't have verification passports for their vaccination stuff. And then Comrade Martin Shali, the big general himself, throws his weight behind a woman, I don't know, Swapo Party president, or maybe a presidential candidate for the 2025 elections. Who knows? What's up with you?
Well, first of all, for those ones that didn't wake through this middle of the week weekend, mm-hmm. welcome back. And, well, the general, I saw that in the paper. I'm like, okay, we're not on this topic again, are we?
Mm-hmm.
Can we just look for a competent leader, irrespective of what their gender is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for us, we don't really mind.
Yeah, we don't really care if we are going to have an alien in power. We just want change, that's all.
Yeah, we want a nice country. Mm-hmm. And, like, a really, really nice country. Because Namibia, the population considers the fact that everybody has the potential to live a good life, Helmut. It's not a big deal. Do you know why I think we are really poor managers in our country? Like, we are horrible. We are amongst the worst in Africa. Do you know why? Because we are only 2.5 million. Huh? Think about Kinshasa.
So our cattle, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about Luanda.
We are so lucky cows don't like power.
Soweto.
It would be very easy for them to overthrow us.
Lusaka. All of these are bigger populations than the whole Namibia put together. Forget Joburg. Just think Soweto. Maybe even Alexander or Khayelitsha.
Just find like a small village somewhere in the deep inland of South Africa, and it will have more people than us.
Yeah.
I just learned that the South African Joburg population, it's two times our population.
Yeah.
That's just Joburg.
Yeah.
Like, so it seems to me like we have to make condoms illegal for a year.
I'll even make it like 2.5 times, 3 times, mm-hmm. probably even 4 times.
There are 5 point something million.
In Joburg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
According to the stats I found online.
Oh, okay, okay. That's not bad. I thought that was the entire population of Soweto. Soweto alone. Yeah.
I'm like, wow, 5 points. But that's nothing compared to some cities, especially in China, where you read these statistics about 11 million people. I'm like, holy smoke, 11 million.
My friend, the most populous.
That explains why almost, if not every city in the world has a Chinatown.
Exactly. Now, the most populous city in the world, I think, is Mexico City. We are looking at it about 30 million people or something like that. The last time I checked, I could be wrong. I'm speaking under correction, but there's no population bigger. Okay. The population of Soweto is 1.6 million. It's the entire population of everybody in poverty. The whole poverty gang in Namibia. Yeah. It's profound. Very profound that we are doing such a lousy job. But I think we can do so much better.
With a population this small.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, we think that in 2030, when we are more than this, we'll be able to take care of everyone.
2030 is like another one of those dreams. We can go try. I mean, things can turn around in less than 2 years even in a country. Ask Thomas Sankara.
It doesn't look like, judging by what's going on right now.
Mm.
If we carry on this trend,
mm-hmm.
or we're going to go way past 2030 with just this.
Mm-hmm. INA, the guys are aiming for 2063 now. 100 years later, after Kwame Nkrumah made that legendary speech, it's like, we need another 100 years. We just need to eat. We like shortcuts. Okay. So, Agnes Chongarero, you know, I heard I was reading in the newspaper that she fired the entire sports commission or something like that. One of them, I don't know, we have so many branches of everything. We have a sports commission, a sports what, a sports this and that. Anyhow, so everybody got fired because apparently they were not being, they were not following her directions. You know, they were not listening to her as the minister. So when I saw that, I figured, nah, man, what's going to happen is that these people are going to take her to court, and then the state is going to end up paying for all those legal fees. And that's what I'm seeing in the newspaper now. People want to take her to court.
So, Melidia Kandetu may have been right.
Mm.
Investigating corruption
is expensive.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just read about it and say, well, yeah.
Yeah, but I report this, is going to cost
It's going to cost more
money
than they have stolen. And they may, or chances are very high, they won't be able to recover the money. So let's just let this one slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guys in power will go on a corruption spree.
Yes. Ah, Helmut. So the meme is being dragged to court now because Mr. Freddy Mwia is the karate guy, I think.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Freddy Mwia was the chairperson or the chairman of the sports commission, something like that.
AKA the Bruce Lee.
And now she doesn't want to renew his contract. Hey, me, if she was a guy, he'd probably be concerned. Could I just renew the contract? That guy knows karate, man. Yeah, but now that it's a lady, it's like, he won't touch me. Anyway, so she doesn't want to renew his contract. She wants him to apply again. She wants the post advertised. Although me, knowing our elders, she probably already has someone in mind.
Now, advertised, is this internal or just for everyone?
It's supposed to be legally advertised for everybody.
Oh.
But now the Sports Commission Board or whatever the A-team is, they want to renew Mr. Freddy Mwia's contract. So now that's where they are not
coming
to a consensus.
Okay, it's very hard to side. Okay, that's why it's very hard to side with anyone in politics. I mean, like you already said, chances are very high someone already have someone in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, all I have to do is just, it's like chess. All I have to do is get rid of this one and then replace them with this one.
Yeah.
It's just the Western way of doing things, except this one is on a much smaller scale.
Exactly. You know what I mean? The Western way of doing things is large scale, my friend.
No, they go big.
I want to remind all Namibians that in 1904, between 1904 and 1908, the Germans slaughtered us in numbers, left, right, and center. Knives, guns, everything blowing. So if you ever wonder how the land was acquired, it's through a genocide, a Holocaust. In fact, the very first one of the 20th century. Now, I don't know if it's the Ovaherero Traditional Authority or is it the Namas. They are very angry with the fact that Germany wants to indefinitely loan us our artifacts back. Now, I say our because me, I'm Namibian. I don't know how Namibian Germans think about that, but I think my guess is they probably don't care.
I think it's that simple. All we have to do is say yes. They bring these artifacts and then we keep them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I fully agree with you there.
Yeah, it's that easy. Because...
I think they want us to keep them. That's why it's an indefinite loan. They just don't want to say we are giving you your things back.
Oh, we don't want to say repatriation.
Yeah, reparations and what. We are repatriating your things. No, it's an indefinite loan.
It's not mass murder. It's not civil casualty. No, it's collateral damage.
Now, if you ask me, who are the best criminals in the world? Now, that right there is the best racism you can ever experience. Mwah! It tastes sweet.
You see, the language in politics these days, fascinates me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not surrender, it's evacuating.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I'm enjoying it, but some reason you just fail to understand why politicians do the things they do until you realize that they have interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the primary thing that they are obviously going to take off. Look at the shooting in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Just change your gun laws and save the lives of those poor children.
Yeah, but that gun law is a very important thing for them.
It's a very important one. The thing is, if you ask me, it has been pushed way to the limit. That happened in Australia in 1996, by the way.
Mm.
A lone gunman just stormed in a school and killed a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
They amended their gun laws, and that have never happened in Australia again, ever.
Let me tell you why it's important to Americans. Have you ever heard of the Minutemen?
I don't think I have.
In the 1700s, when America was being run by Britain, mm-hmm. when John Hancock and all these Benjamin Franklin guys decided to write the Declaration of Independence, ne? Mm-hmm. Those guys did not have an army. So it was up to every American who was armed, the Minutemen.
Yeah, to defend
the American territory. So now you had some, in some parts, maybe the slaves, you had George Washington leading a bunch of warriors. Let's not even call them soldiers, because I mean, I'm sure the training they had was minimal. So now for them to believe that they defended the revolution successfully is the fact that they were armed. And the fact that you want to disarm them means that you have ideals to recolonize them. And that will be unacceptable for any American that is deeply rooted in American history.
Yes, but if you ask me, this was in the 1700s. Like you said, they didn't have an army. Now they are the most powerful army on the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes the whole reason of we need to defend our territory a little bit very unreasonable.
Now, yes, with them having the most powerful army, means that if they feel oppressed by their state, they have the means to retaliate.
Really?
Yeah.
Why haven't they retaliated?
This is like a culture. Why haven't they retaliated against their state? Every American believes America is the greatest country in the world.
And it's free.
Yeah, and in the movies, don't you see it? It's America, man. Anything is possible, man. Yeah, whether it's a black American, the only people who don't shout America is great is the Native Americans, because those ones, what happened to them is what happened to the Namas and the Ovaherero here. And I'm sure they're also loaning them their artifacts indefinitely somewhere in New York there and Massachusetts and whatsoever. You never know. So, comrade, what's our Minister of Higher Education again? Kanji Murangi.
I almost said Steenkamp.
She went to the World Education. Yeah, it's Steenkamp, of course. We were just going to look. We're going to choose the Swapo one now for now. You know, because Steenkamp is also, you are not Steenkamp sure. Could be UDF. You never know.
Or a whole new political party on its own. You never know this country.
Me, I think she's from the Communist Party. I see a lot of our colored homies. She might be aligned with Comrade Whitaker, that Comrade Sanet Steenkamp. Yeah, but you never know.
For the Führer.
You know, Comrade, oh no, Sean Whitaker. We have a Communist Party in Namibia.
Now that I didn't know. I thought we were a democratic society. Oh, a Communist Party, okay.
Yes. And Sean Whitaker, who's also a psychologist, is often interviewed on Eagle FM. So anyway, World Education Forum. Me Kanji Murangi went to the World Education Forum to learn about best practice and how to navigate your way around the pandemic, you know, when it comes to the education system. I'm just curious as to why didn't Sanet go? Wasn't it Sanet at the forefront of everything when everything was going down? It doesn't matter. It looked like she represents the whole education fraternity in the country. Yeah. It's like she's holding it down. Everybody else is there at home chilling.
Everything goes through her.
Everything goes through her, man. I'm telling you.
It seems to me like this year is, or at least this month is a month of forums. World Economic Forum.
World Education Forum.
And you have chance very high we're going to have an insane forum because, well, people have gone nuts.
Yeah, that's why me, guys, don't make me president. I'll send your leaders to Ward 16, me. By force.
For psychological evaluation.
They'll be there in white jackets covered, holding them down there. Chicken, I'm fine. No, you are not.
No,
repent your sins.
That's what an insane person would say.
DBN signed grant funding for housing and women entrepreneurs.
Okay, housing. Research.
Yeah. It's
a good thing. We started with this housing.
Housing.
A few months ago, there was an article in the paper that we have 800 of those things unoccupied.
Yeah.
Why? Can we please start with those ones? Can we please make sure those ones are occupied before we go on building?
Is this what you call NHE, National Houses Enterprise, instead of Housing Enterprise?
Well, 800 of them are empty, so there's not much housing going on there. The houses, on the other hand, that one, they are doing great.
Look, apparently, if the economy is doing so bad, why don't you bring three of the SOEs together? Namprint, DBN, and Namra. Namprint prints new money. DBN rolls it out. Namra makes sure that the money is not counterfeit.
Yeah, that, yeah, I think that's, it's not that's a bad idea. No? But the problem is you are going to roll the economy into inflation.
I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you are saving your money today in any bank whatsoever, best guarantee that you are losing money every day to inflation. Anyway. So you are. How fast is inflation going up right now?
Oh, like really fast with the tension, with the economic and with the economic tension going on in the world, you know, which was started by our own idiosyncrasy, mm-hmm. and then it was also fueled by COVID-19, and then the war in Ukraine. I mean, the list just keeps growing.
Exactly.
So my advice is find the nearest bar. Enjoy that money.
Yeah. Ah, no. What nonsense is
you
that?
You already said yeah.
You don't even drink. Yes, man. My advice is take that money out and make use of it. Make sure that you are making it work for you, my friend. Invest it somewhere. There are youth out there who need the money and they have very, very good ideas. Be an angel investor. Your money is disappearing to inflation. The bank, they put interest rates that they take out of thin air. They sit around the board meeting and they say, we're going to charge them 9%, from 7% to 9%. And you already know this DBN. Not DBN. Who are these guys? The Bank of Namibia, Governor. They increase the repo rate. Now, if you ask me, I don't even know what repo rate means. For all you know, it means repositioning. They just don't want to say repositioning because they're afraid we might associate it with Job and Panda.
For all you know, it could be just a misspelling for rape rate.
You never know.
Embezzling.
Oh, it could be repost. They just don't want to add repost because they'll assume, we'll assume it's social media. Whatever it is, why aren't they saying the full word? Or is that the full word? These people, they like me, I don't understand corporates. The words they use are so far off from what they are referring to. Look, things like liquid. How can you refer money to money as liquid? I mean, the ordinary
your
Namibian
assets has been frozen.
Yeah. And these are now people who are supposed to, and it's liquid, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm there.
Whatever there water like, I had at the bank is now frozen. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm there going like, so when they say Michael and Michelle Elo's assets are frozen, did they find some giant fridge somewhere and stash all of them in?
A fridge.
Oh, a fridge. Oh, liquid, a fridge. Oh, but this corporate. And they go on to news. They even go into villages and say words like this. They are kwashiwana, hungry. They are just listening to this thing, kucha, liquid dine. Tapo bimalodwano.
I think that's why politicians keep winning elections.
Yeah.
Because they go there and then throw a bunch of vocabularies in the faces of people who don't understand them. Because, the guy spewing this vocabulary doesn't even understand them himself.
We will scrutinize you.
Yeah.
And then he comes back.
I want to make it categorically clear.
That is chaotic behavior.
He's there, Ambukushu, there, deep in the Kavango region.
Yeah.
I want to make it categorically clear.
Stability.
Stability and sustainability development.
We are not here to promote this chaotic behavior.
Yeah.
Namibia is free and it's everyone's right to enjoy the tranquility.
You are perambulating around the point.
They bomb at
you.
They know that they are talking to the people who can barely put their own recharge in their cell phones.
Yeah.
Now they are supposed to understand all these big words.
Yeah, perambulate. Even now, if you look at the situation, it's anti-disestablishmentarian. Which a man quite what's he on about?
So those poor elders, when voting time comes, they are just like, all right, where's that flag?
Yeah,
just find the flag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember 90% of what the guy was saying, but he did look good in that suit.
Yeah,
and he was smiling.
He was speaking big words. Yes. I didn't understand them, but they made sense.
They made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Now, DRC and Zambia, speaking of car batteries, or you are speaking of batteries.
Oh, yeah.
DRC and Zambia partner for electric car battery plant. That's where my car comes in. You know that, ne? Us guys with electric cars. Yeah. My car, when it drives, is like you're in an aeroplane in Valdez.
Environmental friend.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quiet.
Yeah, if you like Vrupa, don't buy an electric vehicle.
Yeah, no, don't. Like, by the time, if I still have that car, by the time my son is 16, he'll be able to steal it out so nicely.
So you're driving an EVM.
I am driving an EVM, my friend.
Environmental friendly.
And this is where Swapo Party appreciates me, which are that EVM boy.
But this whole environmental friendly thing, I mean, if you look at the guys that are anti that, they are really making a lot of sense. It's either that or they manage to convince me. Like, during the production of all these things, we are using non-renewable energy to produce the equipment that we need, you know, for all this renewable energy. Like, the math doesn't add up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's profound that they only discover it now. Hey, we have all the resources that make car batteries.
You know, for some reason, every time they come up with something that is new and important, especially when it comes to minerals, Africa has it in abundance.
Yeah. So these guys, they are shocked. Kucha, man, and how come we can make car batteries between our two countries? Let's invest in a plant, you know? Well, and me, it makes me feel good, because then maybe in the near future, I won't be working on my blood laptop, driving my blood car, making phone calls on my blood cell phone. Maybe the Congolese government and the Zambian government will be in charge on the production of these things, so that it's a safer environment for the kids who are in these mines and all of these things, who risk their lives every day. Maybe it will be under safer conditions.
Well, Nigeria is in charge of their oil, right?
Not that I know.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah, we are also in charge. Like Namco.
Theoretically, we own land.
Yeah.
And also, if you look at it, they own this, when they own these things, but you still have some guys that are refining fuel on the side, because they are not getting anything from the state-owned, you know, drilling companies.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other hands, if you have an incompetent guys in power, everything can be state-owned, and you still have blood something.
Exactly. And I don't just think it's the people in power. We also need to look at the middle management, the directors, the commissioners,
it's on all levels.
On all levels, my